Well, joining me to kick off the show are two ladies. Both of them are here in the States, and both of them are in different locations now, but they're very, very close, so close that they wrote a book together. They are Susan Snyder, who helped my other guest, Maru Gashgaye, write her book called Nine Rubies, Broken Silence of a Daughter of Revolutionary Iran. So let me say good evening, good morning to both of you ladies, Susan and Maru. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you both. Nine Rubies is a compelling story, Maru, of your youth and childhood and early adulthood and even beyond in Iran. And before we get any further along here, what is the significance, and I know what it is because I read it, of the term Nine Rubies?
First of all, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for having us in your show, Jordan.
You're welcome.
The Nine Rubies stands for nine boys that they were my mother's grandchildren. And the time that my mother lost the only son in the past, her father promised her that if she will be patient and be a good person, God going to give nine boys to her. And now she has nine grandsons.
I'm glad you explained that. You explained it so much better than I could. And, of course, it's the title of the book. And, Susan, you're a team member of this organization. You teamed up with Maru to write this, and it might be interesting to find out how you two got together.
I was a parent of a fifth grader when Maru's son came to my son Aaron's school, and we were doing some sort of a little parent, some kind of a little show where we were singing songs, and because I was a music teacher, I was teaching the parents this song, and I was dancing a little bit. Maru was a new parent in the school, and so she came. She saw me dancing, and she came up to me afterward because that appealed to her, and we started talking. Our boys became very, very close friends. And as we talked, Maru's stories were just so compelling that I needed to start writing them down. I had just learned how to do oral histories, and so I started writing the stories, and we just kept on. She kept on talking, and I kept on writing for about 25 years on and off.
Wow. Well, here it is in book form. Now, Maru, there are two Irans. Most Americans know of the headlines now, but there really is a two sides to this amazing place, and the side before the revolution, the side post-revolution. Now, your story takes us back to the 1940s and 50s, and even before that, you recount some of the history and some of the turmoil in a time when Iran was more of a, quote, Western nation. So why don't we talk about your early childhood and what you remember, what you talk about in Nine Rubies, you know, what was life like? I know you had a difficult home life. Your dad wasn't loyal and so forth. But give us a sense of what living as a little girl in Iran at that time was like.
As a child, I think I was very sharp and very aware of what's going around me. And mostly I remember very good time during the, you know, Shah rules, and everything was almost going well until the coup happened in 1953. So I don't want to go to the politics, but a lot of things around me is happening, and I think as a child I am observing anything, and the very strange things with me, I never forget anything I saw.
Well, I'll tell you, ladies, we realize that children are children no matter where they are, whether they're in Iran, whether they're in Boston, or whether they're in China. Your childhood experiences, you're shaped by what's going on around you, but you're still enjoying what kids enjoy, which is playing and learning and getting into relationships, right? I mean, you can look at your life here and your kids' lives here, and there are so many similarities.
Exactly.
Right. Susan, in telling the story and having Maru tell you her story, what was the most, well, there were many shocking things, but what surprised you the most, getting to know this lady, about what she endured as a youngster?
Well, there are lots of things that surprised me. The first was that every time that she came to tell a story, because she came and visited me, and each time she'd come and say, I have another story. And she'd start to tell a regular, normal story that would be just like a story that anybody would be talking about with a friend, just sharing an experience. And all of a sudden, it took some sort of a twist or a turn that was just amazing. And every time that we talked, she would take the simplest little something and start telling it, and it would turn into something that had really universal meaning to it. And so that always was amazing for me. I live in metaphors, and every time she told the story, it was a metaphor for something that was far more universal than her own personal experience.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, Maru, you talk about your mother and how hard she worked to protect the daughters and all that, and you had a father who sadly was not as wonderful a parent as your mother. And that's the kind of thing that can happen anywhere. But in a society like Iran back then, or even today, the men really do have so much more power, don't they? They have so much more control.
Of course, yes, they have more control over the woman's life and the society, the government and everything. At that time that my mom was in a lot of trouble, was almost the size of men. So that's why I admire my mother, that how hard it was for her to provide us security and love and, you know, all the things that we've got from her. And I always wanted to tell her a story to the world, because she did a great job for three girls in a very men-dominated society.
Indeed. And the book is called Nine Rubies, The Story of Maru Ghashghai, and she is the woman who left Iran. We'll talk about that, but she's talking about her childhood. And I'll tell you what the most shocking story for me was, I'm sure for you ladies, and certainly for you, Susan, was, Maru, you were in love. You were dating a man. It looked like you might even marry this man.
Yes.
And you find out it's like an American soap opera, only more dramatic and more unbelievable. You find out what about this man?
I found out later that I saw the picture of my father that you know, when I was very young, that was the only picture that I saw from my father, and then I saw that on his bedside.
Which meant that he was indeed fathered by your father, which meant he was a stepbrother.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a bit of a. And then obviously you certainly recoiled emotionally, but bounced back later. Obviously, but wow, what a Susan. That's did you believe that was a? I mean, it sounds like she made that up, but she didn't.
You know, you couldn't. There are so many stories in this book that you just absolutely could not make up if you were going to write a movie script or a book. The stories are extraordinary, and this one, it's so powerful and painful in many ways, loving in many ways. And sure, it was shocking many times when Maru and I were talking, when she was telling me the stories, we'd be sitting and she'd be talking and the tears would be streaming down her face, and I'd be typing and the tears would be streaming down my face. And we'd get to the end of the story and she'd just say, okay, that's it. And then we'd both take a deep sigh and give each other a hug. And the kind of resilience that Maru has in all of this, this particular story that you're talking about and many of the stories in the book, is really, it's a testament to her. She talked about her mother and her mother's strength. But really, every person, when they are going through their lives, has stories, things that happen to them that are very painful. And you have to make a choice. And you make the choice either to take that and make yourself stronger, or to take that and let it defeat you. And one of the things about Maru is that she just is so incredibly resilient. And that she doesn't harbor any grudges. She doesn't isn't angry. She's so incredibly loving. And she chose to take the experiences in her life and to make herself a stronger and better person because of it.
I'll tell you what, and I we'll take a short break in a moment, but I'll tell you what I come away with a lot is that the Iranian people, as a people, are like everyone else on Earth. I mean, they have their good and their bad, but they're a strong, resilient people and a proud people, and particularly those who have survived not only the revolution in 79, but what happened in 53 and the Savak and the secret police. I mean, this is a people that has been beset by a lot of very power-hungry people, both religious and non. And before we take this break, Maru, your sense that the people today in Iran, are we Americans and Westerners, do we understand what the people are going through? We know what the government says, but do we know enough about the people of Iran?
I hope that's why I like to, you know, in every matter, not only politics, I like everybody just, the poem at the beginning of the book is about this, just understanding the other cultures, the other people, and feeling what they feel, and then they start to understand each other. Like, if Sue is a crucial issue to for this book, because without her, I never ever talk about my, that her friendship, her love, her passion made me talk.
And may I ask, well, I will not ask, I will mention it. Susan, you are a Jewish American, right?
I am.
And Maru, you are Islam?
Muslim.
Muslim. And that means a lot because there's no reason why we all can't get along and be friends and love each other. Okay, ladies, hold on. I want to come back and talk more with you about Nine Rubies. Our first segment guests are Maru Ghashgai and Susan Snyder. Nine Rubies is the story of Maru and her life in Iran, leaving the country later, but reflecting on her childhood. We'll come back in just a moment and continue here on The Jordan Rich Show. Much more to come.
Authors, actors, movers, and shakers, they're all here with something to say. It's The Jordan Rich Show. Call in and join us at 617-254-1030.
Hey, we'll be doing a lot tonight. Later, James Cunin, Diary of a Company Man Losing a Job, Finding a Life. We'll also talk with the owner of the Seed Library, Hudson Valley Seed Library. That's right. There's a whole place where they collect seeds. And we'll also continue along and talk about World Read Aloud Day. I'll be reading a story to you. Yes, indeed. Little boys and girls out there, actually my favorite children's story, and much more coming up. My two guests on the line right now have written a book together called Nine Rubies, Broken Silence of a Daughter of Revolutionary Iran. Up at the top, Maru Ghashgai and Susan Snyder. And we're having a discussion about this remarkable, it's really a story that has movie written all over it. So I hope somebody takes it up and does something with it. But let me ask you, Maru, also about the culture and lifestyle, particularly in the 1960s. I thought that was most interesting because in that era you discovered the Beatles just as we did, and you you really lived a very Western style life, didn't you?
Yes, and also, you know, my own culture, because I had, like, inside my mother teaching me all about the past and her culture, and outside in a very wealthy family that they are going to the Europe, coming back, and I, you know, learned from them.
Now, one of the things, too, that I really learned, and I didn't know enough about this, the Ayatollah Khomeini, when he was not in Iran yet, but he was in Paris, and all of the kind of public relations that he was doing, his people were doing, suggesting that he would bring democracy back. And you went to see him? You went to visit him in Paris, you and others?
Yes. My husband and I and with two boys, we went there. And I think that time everybody just loved to see him because we were waiting for a new Gandhi to come to Iran and change everything for us. So I was very, very excited to see him, and I think I have, sort of a willing that to go and to see everything and try everything by myself. So I was very anxious to see.
And of course, history now tells us that all that he promised didn't exactly take place.
Unfortunately,
right. Susan, that was something that I learned again about this, and I think we have to really study Iran now because of what's going on. I mean, all of us should know more about this culture. But were you sort of surprised when Maru told you that she was in the company of Ayatollah Khomeini?
I was amazed. I just it's a very personal story. It's this woman's story, and all of a sudden she is in a personal audience with the Ayatollah Khomeini, and there's Peter Jennings there, and it's almost surreal, but it was a part of her life. They went to ask Khomeini if it would be okay for her husband to go and study at MIT, and Khomeini said that yes, education is the most important thing, and that you should go. So they got permission from him to go to the United States. And I think it's only one of the things that we don't know enough about in terms of Iran, that's not a political something. It's about the people. You asked about the people today, and do we know about them and their experience in Iran? And the people in Iran are regular people. They're just like us. All of the things that happen in the world have an impact on their lives. And from a political perspective, I would say that a lot of times we don't realize, even for ourselves, that every decision that people make has an impact on the human beings who live in that culture and are just trying to live their lives.
Exactly, just trying to get by and live the lives that that Maru describes then and now. And Maru, before we continue and conclude, and by the way, the website 9rubiesthebook.com, and spell out the word 9. What lessons would you like to extend to the younger generation about what you went through? What should we learn from your experience, and how can we sort of take your story and benefit from it? What can we learn and glean from what you went through?
I always learned and then tried to teach the others. I like to just speak for people who they don't speak for themselves and try to help them be voice for them, and especially for young people, that life changes. It's not going to stay the way when the time is hard. And if we just, we just don't give up and continue, and then God's going to help you and you're going to be in the right place.
There's a lot of strength in the child in this story, and I'm talking to the adult who was the child, and I don't mean in any way to connect the two of you, but there was a certain element of Anne Frank that came to mind, and Susan, I think you know what I'm saying. It's not as dire, obviously, but a certain strength that Maru has as a youngster.
I do know what you're saying, and I think that for me, because I work with children, and I work with people who work with children. I work with teachers who are with children, especially who live in poverty and very young children, that the messages of this book are not just about Maru, and they're not just about this culture in Iran. There are universal themes, especially about children, and what the parents' lasting impact that they have on their children.
Yes.
On raising kids to be able to handle situations and be resilient, about being empathetic. There are stories here that are powerful for all women. There are stories here that are about injustices.
Right.
The story of Maru and me, and this sort of being able to open up to one another, somebody who you see across a room, and every person has a story, and if we can share that we just had to start talking to one another.
Indeed. Ladies, we have to stop talking because I have to take a hard break. I want to thank you both, Maru and Susan, and I wish you the best. And I know that the fact that we're here talking about this is good. It's adding sunshine to the issue of Iran, but also talking, as you say, about childhood and the importance of family. Maru Ghashghehi, how did I do with your name? Pretty good?
Wonderful.
Thank you. And Susan Snyder with Nine Rubies, brand new book, ninerubiesthebook.com. Thank you both, ladies.
And thank you for having me.
Good luck. Thank you. Bye. Speak.